This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. Chattanooga has dozens of outdoor sculptures, statues, and paintings. There's the massive mural wrapping around a building on MLK, or The Passage, the waterfall staircase on Ross's Landing that marks the beginning of the Trail of Tears. Lately, people have been discussing the future of such works of art. People like Layla Smith. She's an artist herself.
I'm also really interested in where public art is going in Chattanooga.
Smith says she's noticed public art is condensed downtown, but farther away from that, she sees less of it.
And then when you get to places like Alton Park, there's an absence of art, and I think that's a problem. And I think we should fix that.
City officials are seeking opinions from people like Smith and people like you. Right now, there's a survey online with questions such as, what do you think the role of public art is in Chattanooga? And what kind of art speaks to you? And where would you like to see it? In July, the city held a meeting in Brainerd to discuss these topics. That's where Smith was speaking to me. She's a senior at Howard High School. That's another area where she'd like to see public art.
I'd like to see art made by black people because that's a predominantly black area. And also because it's a lot of Latina people and people from Guatemala and places like that coming. I'd like to see art like that because, you know, they want representation too.
We're really grateful to you for coming and sitting down in a meeting.
Barbara Goldstein addressed the crowd in Brainerd. Goldstein and Gail Goldman are nationally renowned public art consultants hired by the city to conduct focus groups and surveys and develop a 10-year plan. They started in May, and they've made three trips here, listening to concerns about who creates public art in town and where it winds up.
We are developing a set of emerging themes that we're hearing, and we're also looking at the kinds of places that people are talking about. And what we'll do is we'll create a plan that has short-term, mid-term, and long-term objectives.
So what do you think? You can voice your opinion online right now. Look for Public Art Chattanooga on Facebook. That's Public Art Chattanooga on Facebook. On their Facebook page, you'll find a link to the Public Art Vision Community Survey. It's 14 questions long and takes only a few minutes to fill out. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.